The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We can hear a little background noise there because Graham broadcasting from Great Resort and Casino this morning.
I'm out live, you guys, at Great Resort and Casino right now. Selena, I just have to say, you screwed up. Yesterday, I gave you the opportunity. I was like, Selena, just you come and do the broadcast with me. We'll both be out live, you know, get a couple Bloody Marys and, you know, a little gaming as well. And then we'll do the show from there. And you're like, no, I don't want to go. Dude, I'm having the time of my life.
I know you are. I did kind of regret it, but I was like, I can't just like, one, I can't spend the night there because I have kids. I'm a mommy. And then driving there this morning, you guys know what? You're lucky I made it in at the time I did this morning. Come on.
Well, I was lucky enough to spend the night here last night, and I did bring my whole family for some reason. We'll talk about that in a second. But, I was texting you yesterday poolside. I was sitting out at the pool. My son was in the pool swimming, and I was living life. I was living life,
living
as Jess
life.
Would say. When we walked into the hotel room last night, my son went into the, you know, first thing kids do, they go into the bathroom, and he went into the bathroom, and I heard him say, wow, this is fancy.
Aww.
And you know what, it is fancy. He did ask me later that if we won the lottery, if we could live here, and I said, well, yeah, probably. I think, I don't know, they could probably arrange that. The great people here at Grayton, I love
what
it
a
here.
Dream imagine living there and then God. You just have E40 hanging out on the weekends and
Kehlani
and John Legend and everybody's coming through. That would be nice. I checked our talkbacks.
What do you mean?
First talkback this morning.
No first talkback of the day?
No first talkback of the day. So hopefully you listening can change that. Leave us a gosh dang talkback.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is running back in here. Graham is broadcasting live from Grayton Resort and Casino. Still
having so much fun.
So jealous.
It's the best, you guys. I feel like I'm on vacation and it's only Thursday.
Are you drinking a Bloody Mary right now?
Not yet. I'm hammering down some coffee right now and then we'll move to cocktails here in a minute.
No, that sounds nice. Although you guys know day drinking ruins my day.
Stop it.
No, it literally does because it just makes me so tired. I'll be fun like in that moment. Then as soon as I get home, like...
Right, sleep. But you take a nap.
But I can't. Refresh. I have kids. That's the problem.
Dang it.
All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, you guys. Hantavirus continues to spread. Apparently last month, 23 passengers got off that cruise ship that has all those people infected. They all traveled back home to, you know, various countries. One man now in Switzerland who's on the ship tested positive. French national has tested positive, and he wasn't even on the ship. He was on a plane with one of the people who left the ship.
This is bad.
When does the lockdown begin? And I heard the quarantine period for hantavirus is very long, like 2 months.
Whoa.
Like, as they have to quarantine these people coming off, it could be 8 to 10 weeks.
Whoa.
They're locked.
I can't do this again.
Not good. All right, well, the San Francisco Giants, speaking of not good, have now lost 3 series in a row. They dropped another game to the Padres at Oracle Park yesterday, 5-1, which means they have just 1 win in their last 9 games. That's not good. They continue to be at the absolute bottom of the entire league, not just in the standings, but in most key offensive metrics. Their offense has been offensive. new series with the Pirates starts tomorrow here at Oracle Park.
Nice.
Go morning. Mets.
Go Mets. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine for this Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. So it's going to be a nice and sunny day today, and it's going to continue that way through the weekend,
yes!
You guys.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. Someone in your circle might be low-key copying your whole vibe. And honestly, you could take it as a compliment or a red flag. Watch out for that friend who suddenly has your same playlist, your same aesthetic, your same everything. The universe is likely nudging you to decide whether imitation is flattery or it's time to have a little chat, babe.
Oh, yes, babe. All right. Coming up next on the JV Show. More Trader Joe's tote bags gonna be released.
Oh, God.
Stop it. Details after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I appreciate you. You're doing a great job. Thanks for waking me up each morning. This is Todd from Gilroy.
Todd from Gilroy. Thank you so much.
There you go, my guy.
Our listenership in Gilroy has like skyrocketed for some reason, hasn't it?
JV Show number one in Gilroy. Yes! I checked this morning. I check it almost daily just to make sure that we're still dominating
yes,
in
thank
Gilroy.
You so much.
I, I do want to mention anybody that is in the area of Graton Resort and Casino, come say hi. You can come find us. We're right in the entryway to the brand new section, the new casino floor with over 2,000 new slot machines. But this is the area that is smoke-free. We're right in the entrance to that. If you want to come say hi, I brought a lot of chug mugs, you guys. Cool. I had a forklift, a whole pallet of them. Maybe not that many, but we have a lot.
I'm gonna gram this morning.
Ooh, yeah, do it.
That sounds so nice. But you guys, move over. Everything else, Trader Joe's tote bags are coming back.
Why?
But this is a little different.
We just did this.
This is a little different because last drop we saw it was the regular mini tote bags that everybody goes crazy for. Everybody lines out the door for. Yeah. But I'm curious to hear from you guys if you think that the same thing is going to happen with these. These are a little different. These are their insulated tote bags. I don't know if you guys have seen these, but I did put a picture up at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
I don't care what these things are. Nobody should be lining up for them.
These are, think about like a little lunch bag. You know those little square insulated bags?
Yes.
This is what that is.
One of these.
Three different colors. $3.99 each, so affordable. And they're dropping May 20th. So, any excitement?
Well, Graham, you said you want one, but you're not lining up for this.
No, I'm not lining up. But, you know, these are perfect for, like, taking to the beach. You know, you stack it full of beers or whatever. Same thing. You know, I go camping every summer. We do a bunch of rafting up at Herbert Camp. You throw your beers in there and throw this in the back of your boat. This thing's perfect. Now, would I line up for it? Of course not. Am I going to punch another human being to try to get one of these?
No.
Or race through the door? No, I'm not going to do that. But let me... I will say this, because we were talking yesterday about things that have come and gone really quickly, right? The Labubus, right. 6-7, and then Cybertrucks. We can add that to the list, and among other things. Trader Joe's tote bags have had more staying power, I think, which is impressive, because I feel like there's a lot more quantity. Like, they don't really hold back the supply, like Labubus and some other stuff that try to make it like, oh, you got to get in on this drop. Trader Joe's just cranks these things out by the millions, and people still line up for them. I don't know what their secret is, but they have had more, like, staying power than these other trends. I'm impressed.
Remember when we tried to do that with our chug mugs, but we still have the 2023 editions?
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah. We asked the boss for new ones. We also did, to peel back the curtain, we did ask the boss for some tote bags, and we're like, we should get in those tote bag games. So. There could be some JV Show tote bags on the way. Hopefully they're still cool by then.
Fighting each other for these.
Oh, for sure.
And punching each other and waiting in line.
I think so.
No.
But we got to make it like an exclusive drop.
Right, we can only drop like 5 at a time.
Yeah.
You know, to make them, you know what, how these big companies, they do that with like all these, you know, exclusive things to make it seem like they're selling out, but really they're only dropping like 5.
We do like an online drop and we say that, oh my God, sold out in seconds.
I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Now everybody knows.
I'll take it out of the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good call.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I wanted to know if you guys would be interested in this. Look, a lot of tech layoffs going on right now. I don't know if you've been following the news. It's kind of sad. But writing, I think, has been on the wall a little bit from, AI taking everybody's job. Just watch out. It's coming, and it's coming for a lot of tech jobs right now. Well, there's a new Bay Area group. It's called UnPTO. And what they do is they meet. I don't know if it's once a week or whatever. They just had a meeting the other day, and it's a bunch of people that have been laid off, and they all get together and hike. Look, it started as 3 or 4 people, and they'd go for a hike and talk about, you know, different job prospects and where they've been applying and stuff like that. Well, they did one recently in San Mateo, and they had over 80 people show up. Wow. The group has continued to grow as the layoffs have grown. And so now it is like a hiking community that's going to keep meeting. And it's a great networking event, I mean, for people that are all unemployed, but to talk about, you know, where they've been looking and applying for new jobs and, you know, just commiserate and stuff like that. If you lost your job, I'll ask you ladies, if you lost your job, would you want to go on a sob story hike with a bunch of other unemployed losers?
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm joking.
Not a hike, but maybe like a sob story brunch with mimosas.
Yeah.
Something like that where we can all say, because I mean, you're in a situation like that, that sucks. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're really, really down. It would be nice to talk to other people going through the exact same thing.
It's look, just I the hike is... part that lost me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the biggest issue.
So we need
you guys
a different
don't...
activity.
Yes.
Okay, so brunch with your mimosas and besties, unemployed besties. Yeah, that does sound a little like it would take less effort. This whole thing kind of makes me sad because I think it is. I think unfortunately this group is going to continue to grow, and pretty soon the hike is going to have like 1,500 people on it all at once, and they'll just take over the trails. But it is kind of, I think
that
within
kind of
the last
makes me sad.
think they said there's been 92,000 tech layoffs worldwide documented so far this year. 92,000. And I'm telling you who ate all those jobs. And his name starts with an A and ends in an I.
Allen Iverson?
Yep. Guy made a lot of money.
Yeah, he's super rich.
Fantastic player.
All right. Coming up next on the JV show, could Spirit Airlines be making a comeback? You guys, I happen to have some information that I'm going to share with you next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Grand broadcasting live from Great Resort and Casino. Mm-hmm. So if you hear a little background ambiance, you know, casino noise, that's what's going on.
It's all the winning that's going on right now. And look, Selena, one of our salespeople, Elaine, she's sitting right next to me, and she's like, don't tell my secrets because, hello, jackpot queen over here. Yesterday, she hit three different jackpots on the slot, and she's like, don't tell anybody. And then also, she's like, don't tell anybody what machine I play. And then also, she's like, don't tell anybody my technique, and I'm going to tell everybody. She plays the golden piggy game, and she says, that's the one. Now, look, she says when you hit a jackpot, and she hit a pretty big one yesterday. When you hit a jackpot, she said, you hit the cash out, and then you put your money back in, so you so the machine thinks it's another person. And then she won another jackpot using that technique. She told me not to tell anyone. Why is she looking at me like that? Elaine, stop looking at me like that.
Wait, that's a good strategy.
Oh, my God. Okay, the golden piggy. That's a good thing.
Grayton with over 2,000 new slot machines. And I've already heard the jackpot siren go off a few times this morning. And apparently jackpot queen over here, Elaine, that works with us. Hello. She's dominating. But I hope you took notes on her technique. I'm going to try it out
later. Thank you, because I'll be there later this summer. I love it. All right. Oh, we were just talking about, you know, the cruise ship that has the people sick with
antivirus outbreak.
And how it's kind of spread to people off the ship. Because I guess last month, 22 people, they got off the ship before they realized how, like, dire this was, I guess, for those people. They weren't really sure. They didn't know that it could spread as easily as it as we now know that it is spreading, and now there's a couple of people off the ship that are infected.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Fay from Water Creek again. Wait, did you guys hear that it was a couple that was bird watching in a dump before they got on the cruise ship? They then brought the disease onto the cruise. So I just want everybody to know, cruise ships don't, create these diseases and whatnot. And I've been on multiple cruises. No one's gotten sick. I haven't never gotten sick. So continue to go on cruises. All right? No regrets.
Okay. I have a response. I think we ever said that cruise ships create these. Uh-huh. But it only takes one person who is sick to bring this on board.
And then you're stuck with that person.
And then you're stuck on the ship. And then it spreads. And you can't get off.
Disease, nutses, spread really quickly. It's a cruise ship's an optimal environment for things. There's a lot of people in close quarters. And it's an optimal place to. And just because I've never gotten hit by a truck doesn't mean people are hit by a truck sometimes. So Seti said, you have never gotten sick on a cruise ship doesn't mean that the thousands of other people have gotten norovirus over the last 15, 20 years on cruise ships doesn't mean that that's not their truth. But I digress.
Yes. Have you guys heard of the Let's Buy Spirit movement?
No.
No. So,
as you know, Spirit Airlines, they, you know, shut down over the weekend after 34 years in the business. So there's a group of people that were like, you know what? Let's bring Spirit Airlines back. They've been around for so long. We hate to just see them go dark. Let's bring it back. But this time it's going to be an airline that is, you know, by the people, for the people. So there's a new website. It's called letsbuyspiritair.com. And so far, now, take this with a grain of salt, okay?
Okay.
So far, $437 million has been pledged.
Okay.
To save Spirit Airlines. Now, this isn't money that's actually been given. These are just people saying, I will donate this much.
Right.
And it's come to that grand total. And so far, 512,000 people have pledged money. There is a minimum. You have to pledge at least $45. But they're saying the average is like almost $900.
Oh, my gosh. So is Spirit going to come back?
I mean, are these people actually going to buy the airline? I don't know. But, I mean, there's interest, I guess, or are these people just like trolling?
I think it's mostly trolling, right? People pledging doesn't mean you actually have to. If you had to actually type in your credit card information and like, okay, we're going to collect on that pledge if we hit our goal, nobody would be signing up for this. I think the main reason is that, look, you know, there are probably some Spirit Airlines fans out there that would love the airline to come back. Except that from a business model standpoint, would you want to invest in a business that declared bankruptcy twice in the last 3 years
or whatever? I mean, not really.
And then just went completely out of business. I'm not pledging my money towards that. They're going to fail again.
If you only have to pledge like $40, and let's say it does, you don't have to get $40. And let's say it does do something. Right.
You know who should buy it? Spirit Halloween.
And you have to wear a costume to get on. Everyone's in costume when you board Spirit.
Or it's just like seasonal. Like, you know, Spirit Airlines. Then, it just comes around during the during Halloween.
When you get on board the planes, all the bags, everything's just strewn about everywhere. Yeah. Like, they don't ever clean up, and they just throw stuff all over the place.
Oh, like how it was already?
Yeah, it's already scary when you get on Spirit, so.
I just wanted to match the vibe of the Spirit Halloween stores. Just all right. Mostly just, like, pure chaos.
So these are all people that are pledging money to show, like, serious intent. But, Graham, you don't think they're very serious about it? I mean, when this website launched, it seemed to be, like, a thing. It crashed a couple times because there's so many people on it.
You guys aren't here. I'm broadcasting live from Great Resort and Casino. My family just stopped by to say hi. My kids are here, and my wife. They spent the night here at the hotel with me. They crashed my party. I had big plans to hit the blackjack tables all night last night, and I was like, I should probably be responsible. Only had a few drinky drinks last night, and I didn't get a chance to hit the blackjack tables. But they're stopping by on their way to school, on their way out. Hi guys.
What? You're making them go to school?
Well, yeah, it's a school day today.
Great Resort and Casino. They can take a day off.
I know. We had a lot of fun last night. Nice dinner, and they got to splash around in the pool yesterday. Life is good.
Wow.
Life
is good. Vibe killer. Give them a day. It's almost summer break.
Vibe kill until they have to go to school right now.
Oh, I'd be so mad right now.
Me too. All right.
My son was very bummed that he didn't get to play a slot machine. I was like, that's not allowed.
Sorry. You got to tell him you'll go to jail. They have police on standby. Yeah. Any kid touches one of the games, sorry, straight to jail. Lock him up.
Yeah, can't do it, bud. Sorry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, Jess. It's your boy E checking in. It's been a while. Hope you guys have a good show. Be good. Be safe. Love you guys.
Aw, thank you so much. Oh. Yes, the JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Graham, you are broadcasting live from Great Resort and Casino. So you hear that little casino ambiance there in the background.
The vibes are already vibing here, you guys.
The vibes are already vibing. I am
people
jealous.
Are here. People are winning. People are having fun. I love it. I would like to do the show here every day if I could.
Can we just live there? Great. Can we just move in? Can you ask them?
That's what my son asked. He said, Dad, can we live here? I said, dude, it's the dream. I know.
I wish.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So everyone is trying to figure out why Savannah Guthrie suddenly left the Today Show yesterday. Apparently during yesterday's show, about an hour and a half in, her co-host announced that she was done for the day, that she had to leave a little early, but that she would be back tomorrow, which was today. And yes, she was back like nothing ever happened. A source says that she had to leave early for an appointment. And no, it was nothing. It had nothing to do with her missing mom. Of course not. Now, I'm going to ask you, Graham, and you, Jess, what is your gut telling you? What's the vibe that you're getting here?
I don't know. You would think that if it was an appointment,
you would have scheduled
it scheduled outside of the show.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
People, your doctor, her local doctor's office or dentist's office would understand who she is and be able to accommodate a different scheduling time for her.
Yeah.
But it could be something. Look, Jess pops out of the show all the time, stomach issues, right? And it could it could be something as simple as that. But anytime she is going to be absent, you know, the speculation is going to swirl just given the high profile nature of the case.
Yes. People are like, oh my God, has there been new clues, new evidence? I mean, if it does have something to do with that, it must have been urgent for her to have to leave the show right in the middle of it.
That's like what we always wonder about Jess. Why is Jess urgently running out of the door?
I have to talk to listeners and answer the phone.
Look, she's using air quotes while she's saying that. She's going to the bathroom talking to the listeners.
You can't see me. You're at Grayton. And, good point, Jess.
That's a good point. I can't see you. But speculation's going to swirl no matter what. Yeah. If she's absent at any time, which is probably kind of frustrating for her when, you know, she probably doesn't want to be reminded and have to deal with a bunch of questions about stuff just given what's going on.
Right.
But it is so sad that case like just seems to have gone completely cold, which is a bad sign.
People still talking about the Met Gala. Let's go over some of the celebrities who are on Anna Wintour's death list.
Oh.
Now, this year was a little different because there were some people who did not attend the Met Gala because they were boycotting the Bezoses. Funding the entire thing, but there's also a lot of celebrities who will never be invited back, and those are the people that are on Anna's death list. First up, we have the president. Apparently, back in the day, he was like a mainstay, like went to every single Met Gala. Hasn't attended since 2012, so it has been a while, but according to this, Anna will never bring him back.
Okay.
Then we have Kanye West. Self-explanatory.
All right.
Nicki Minaj is also on the death list.
Okay.
Basically, and the rest of the names I'm going to list off, these are people who have just publicly slammed the event. Talking about it's an event just like for jerks, like it's so superficial, it's this and it's that. Among those, Gwyneth Paltrow will never be back. Zayn, Tina Fey, Amy Schumer. Those are among some of the most notable celebrity names here.
I think it's quite the honor to be put on the death list. I have given the same feedback to the event.
Yeah,
I would like
to
be added.
You would never. You'd never be invited.
List, but
I would like to go.
Totally fine with that. Totally fine with that. We need to do away with this thing, and I can't wait to see how much money they raise for the Costume Society or whatever that the Met Gala supports. It's like we have real problems in this country. Can we raise money for those things?
I know.
But I hope the Costume Society got enough funds this year so they can continue to stitch costumes.
So if they invited you, Graham, which would never happen, you'd
decline.
Like deny. Decline, thank you.
And I'm out.
Jess?
Yeah.
I would go.
I would have to go. Sorry.
Mainly because
I love.
Why is it called the death list?
I love dressing up.
Why is it called the death list?
Yeah, can't you come up with a? I know Anna Wintour's mean or whatever, but the death list? It seems a little harsh.
It's on her death. Yeah, her death list.
Yeah,
all right,
I guess
Graham.
So.
What do you have?
All right, if you have fallen in love with the newest and biggest San Francisco celebrity, Chonkers, the stellar sea lion that's been hanging out at Pier 39, I've got a way for you to get a piece of him. He's got a lot of pieces to go around. Well, he's about four times as large as the other
huge,
sea lions
massive.
There. They estimate he weighs about 2,000 pounds. Well, the Marine Mammal Center releasing a Chonkers plushie. Have you guys seen this?
That's so cute.
You can now pre-order a Chonkers Stellar Sea Lion plushie for $24.95. You know, I saw my mother-in-law yesterday, and she said she had already pre-ordered two of them for my kids. She was ahead of the story than me. The Marine Mammal Center says proceeds are going to help support its work protecting stellar sea lions and other marine mammals. So if you want to support the Marine Mammal Center, great organization, you can get a Chonkers the Sea Lion plushie and pre-order yours. Again, all to a great cause. Unlike the Met Gala, which goes to costumes.
Yeah.
This actually goes to helping Bay Area mammals.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Pam, and I am talking back from Cabo. Yes, I heard that the JV Show is number one in Cabo. Hope I'm your first talk back. Have a great week. Bye.
That one came in a little earlier, but Cabo?
I thought I had a good broadcasting from Grayton and staying at the hotel here last night.
You still do, Graham.
No, I got it good. Cabo sounds nice, too.
I love Hayward, but I woke up in Hayward this morning. I'd rather wake up at Grayton Resort and Casino.
Yeah, or Cabo.
That'd be great. All right,
Hayward catching strays this morning.
I said I love Hayward, but I mean, Casino,
yeah,
home.
Casino
or home. Yeah. I'll take that Casino. All right, let's kick off with What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and then the first person to get it correct is going to be winning this morning's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The weirdest part about being a mom is realizing everyone in your house has been in your...
Wait, that's true.
I know.
One way or another, I guess.
I know.
Every night, one way or another, yeah, I can think of about a total of two ways, maybe three.
All right,
think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show,
yes.
So any of those guesses should not be one, two, or three of the things that I'm thinking about. It's not that. This is a family show. Every guess and every correct answer, I should say, is something PG that we can play on these airwaves.
Thank you.
Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. We want to be able to shout you out if you get it correct, but only the person that has the very first correct answer of the morning gets a JV Show Chug Mug. Or if you come say hi to me at Grayton, I got a whole bunch of
them. Yep, there's another way to win right there. But get those guesses in. We're going to play your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grammar playing our What the Bleep game right now, where people want to win this chug mug. But you have some there at Grayton, you said?
I've got a stack of chug mugs here on the table in front of me. If you want to come say hi, I'm broadcasting live all morning from Grayton Resort and Casino. Like Selena said, and we are right in the sort of walkway between the main, like kind of the main casino floor and then the brand new casino floor with over 2,000 new slot machines in this new smoke-free area, which is super absolutely cool. Beautiful. You have to check it out.
Yeah, but if you can't make it to Grayton this morning, you got your chance to win a chug mug right now inside What the Bleep. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. The weirdest part about being a mom is realizing everyone in your house has been in your... Just remember, this is a family show, so when you leave your guesses on the talkback mic, it's got to be something family-friendly, please. Uh-huh. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Paymon from San Jose, and I think the bleeped-out word is bed. Have a good day.
Bed. That's going to be a negative, but yes, everyone has been in my bed. Is that weird?
No. Great guess.
That's not that weird, right?
No, like, it's your family.
Okay.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say house. All right. Have a great one.
House.
Also accurate.
Also, yeah, facts. Yep. That one's pretty. Yep. I mean, they live there, so what can you do?
Morning, JV Show. Jonathan San Carlos. I think the bleep out word is purse. Stay out of my purse. Just kidding. Enjoy Junior Friday. Love you guys.
Don't say it, Graham.
Minus. But great.
Both of those, incorrect word. Okay.
Yeah. Have your kids been in your purse? Accurate.
Minus the R.
Have my kids been in my purse? I actually don't think so. Maybe my oldest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it. They pretty much stay out of there.
Okay, for now.
For the most part, yeah. Great guesses so far. Not the correct one. If you want to leave your guess, you can do that now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. If things sound a little different this morning, it's because Jess and myself, Selena, we are here in studio. Yep. Grammy having the time of his life at Grayton Resort and Casino, broadcasting live.
Guys, bro, I am living life right now. We just got the order of donuts delivered from Soko Doko. It's their new, like, crazy amazing donut shop that they have in here. I got the Waken Bacon, which is a maple glaze with bacon on top. They wanted to capture a little video of me biting into it, and I just totally McDonald's CEO'd it because I didn't know if we were about to come back. I can't see. You know, I'm out live, so I didn't know if we were about to come out of that song there. I didn't want to have bacon and maple all over my face. I might have McDonald's CEO'd the bite. Oh, now I'm rethinking it. I'm like, I don't know if I took a big enough bite, you know.
You're going to go viral and not for a good reason.
But let me just say, this donut is one of the best donuts I've ever eaten.
That sounds delicious.
In my life.
Oh my God.
But right. I did McDonald's CEO the bite.
We're getting sidetracked, you guys. We're playing What the Bleep here, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic because the first person to get it right is winning this morning's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. The weirdest part about being a mom is realizing everyone in your house has been in your.
Yeah.
Facts.
It's killing me not to play that.
Isn't that a weird thing, though? Like,
it is a weird thing to think about.
All right, remember, this is a family show, okay? Guesses do have to be clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex and Manisha. Is the bleeped out word closet?
Closet! That's a great guess.
Great guess.
I guess so. That's accurate, right?
Yeah, my husband gets a pass because our closet is, like, combined. It's, like, the same, the same situation, but... God, the kids, they're in there. They'll take every single thing off the hangers and throw every single shoe. And then my daughter's in there just stealing stuff. It's annoying. Stay out my closet.
Morning, JV Show. This is Mylene from Danville. I'm guessing today's word is worries.
That was a little hard to hear. Worries.
Worries.
Great guess.
That's a good guess.
Facts.
Mom concern.
They've been in my worries, definitely. But not the right word.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Alfonso from Michigan. I think the missing word is nerves. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
That is a great guess.
Nerves.
They've been on my nerves.
Yes.
Not in my nerves.
True. That'd be weird.
That would be kind of weird.
That'd be concerning.
You could get into somebody's nervous system.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kim from Tracy. My guess for the bleeped out word is business. Thank you. Have a good day.
Business. There it is. All right, people, here is today's clip unbleeped. The weirdest part about being a mom is realizing everyone in your house has been in your business. Now, business.
Wait, are you saying business like business or like business?
Hey, however you take it, it could be like my business, you know.
Oh, your business.
Both are facts. Both are.
Wait,
both
I can't tell
accurate.
Which way you're saying that. Are you saying business or are you saying business?
I mean like my business.
Oh.
Also, they've been in my business. Like, back up. Why are you so nosy?
Okay.
Got it. This is a family show. You don't want to get nosy down there. Are we ready for some shout outs?
Yes, shout out to Kim, our winner, by the way, for getting that word correctly.
Yeah. There we go. All right, Kim and Tracy, brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. She had the first correct answer this morning. A lot of other people knew about Selena's business,
hey,
if you know what
business.
I mean. And let's shout them out. Owen, Jessica, and Gilroy had it. So did Vincent, Olivia, and Dublin, Rebecca, and Concord, Andrea, and Albany, Lori, and Morgan Hill. What's up, Lori? What's up?
Sam.
Hope you have a great... What's today? I'm at a casino right now having the time of my life. Is it Friday?
It's Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. Yeah. Amira in Utah had it this morning. JV Show number one in Utah. Appreciate you, Amira. Kim and Tracy, I already said her because she won the game. Jonathan in San Carlos had it. So did Ricky in San Jose. Jenna in South City. Neil in Milpitas had the correct answer. So did Jackson in San Francisco. What's up, Jackson? What's up? Julie in Bay Point came with the correct answer. So did Ellie in Fairfield. And our buddy Charles in San Jose. You know he had it, as did Terry and Kayla in Redwood City. And Jess, anybody else says squeak a last second guess in to try to get a feeble shout out from me?
Yes, Gracie from Tracy.
Gracie from Tracy?
Yeah.
Damn, Gracie.
Gracie from Tracy.
Nice work.
All right, thank you, everybody, for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Sounds a little different this morning. Our buddy Graham is actually not in studio. He is broadcasting live from Great Resort and Casino.
Wow.
We are so, so jealous. The other thing.
You should be.
The other thing before we get to our Yup Nope game, this is your last chance, you guys.
Last chance to enter to win those tickets if you want to check out the Giants this Friday night at Oracle Park for the K-pop fireworks night, which is going to be so fun. So leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you.
And that's tomorrow, right? It's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Tomorrow,
oh, my God.
So
leave
those talk backs and then listen back. We're going to call you and let you know if you've won, but we're going to play that winning talk back 9:05 this morning. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Is this Bobby?
Yes, this is.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Graham, can you hear Bobby? Just want to make sure we're all good to go.
Yes, I can. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you so much. So you are on this morning to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, what's on the line for today?
Today we have two tickets for Matt Rife at Grayton on the line.
All right, here's how it goes. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You just have to get three correct. And if you can do that, you are going to be checking out Matt Rife. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go with question number one. 11 herbs and spices are claimed to be in the secret seasoning recipe used at what fast food chain?
KFC.
Yep. There it is.
There you go. Nice start to the game. All right, question number two. Mount Kilimanjaro, the tallest mountain on what entire continent?
Oh, my goodness. Africa?
Yep.
Jessica? Oh, good job. Jessica?
Jessica?
Great work, Bobby. Here's question number three. You are on a roll. Since its release in 2003, Apple's web browser is called what?
Safari.
Yep.
That one's easy peasy.
Easy peasy and 3-for-3 start. You don't even need this last question to win the game. I feel like I haven't said that in a long time because people have been falling on their faces in this game. You don't need this one, but we'll do it just for funsies. Question number four. In baseball, if a base runner is stranded between two bases and the defensive players on either side of them are tossing the ball back and forth trying to get them out, it's said that that base runner is caught in a what?
Oh my gosh. My husband will kill me because I don't know this. But he would know.
I have
no idea.
Just guess. At this point, you already won. Just guess.
You already won.
I have no idea.
Nope. Caught in a pickle.
Oh, man.
We would accept a rundown or hot box as well, but pickle is
really
what most people would say.
People
there.
Call caught it in a pickle.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why. That sounds like a different thing.
Like a 420 joke, but okay.
Right. Yeah, unrelated. But that doesn't matter.
Cares?
You already won the game.
Yep.
Yeah, you won, and now you'll be checking out Matt Rife at Grayton Resort and Casino. That's happening May 16th, and that's going to be so much fun.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Hang on there. And again, our very own Graham, you are broadcasting live from Great Resort Casino this morning. How was that donut again?
You guys, I had a Wake and Bacon maple glazed donut with bacon and sea salt on the top. It was amazing. Now, Selena, I got to ask you a question because we have some shout outs here. People in my DMs. Are you ready? I'm entrusting you with the Who Gives a Fart button this morning and also the I'm a Mommy button.
Oh, my God.
Possibly the I'm a Daddy button. What? I just want to make sure you're prepared for this. This is a lot of responsibility.
Shoot, that was not supposed to happen.
Whatever you do, don't blow it or people are going to be very upset.
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Hello, Graham family, sliding into your DMs to wish Shripriya a happy birthday. Hope you're listening to this because if you didn't already know, we all love you so much. We hope that you're having an amazing birthday. We can't wait to celebrate it. We love you so much. That's from Kieran, Jan, Dev, and Mad.
Thank you. Who gives a fart?
There you go. Nice work, Selena.
Thank you.
Graham wanting to shout out Lana on her Who Gives a Fart Day. Welcome to the double digits. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I don't have that one. I apologize.
Okay. Erlyn, Charlotte, and Leona. Yes. Happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Selena, Jess, can you please wish my daughter, Amani, a very happy 12th birthday day? We're so proud of the smart young lady you're becoming. Can't wait to celebrate with you tonight. Continue doing your best at volleyball and wish you much success in your tournament this weekend. Love, Mommy and Daddy.
Who gives a fart?
There you go. Another one here. Buenos dias, Graham.
This is fun.
Mommy. Here from San Jose. Please wish my daughter Sochi a happy blessed 14th birthday. She is so easy to love and I love being her mom. She's all kinds of amazing on and off the dance stage. She's smart, talented, kind, helpful, beautiful, and the most importantly, healthy. You make us all so proud. We're celebrating all May long. God bless you always, Mamita Hermosa. From all of us at home, we love you mucho and wishing you an amazing day. Let the quinceañera planning begin.
Yes.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Who gives a fart?
Happy 14th birthday there. Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to the sixth graders at Randall Elementary in Milpitas? Go Golden Eagles!
Yeah!
I don't know if that's what they're called. My daughter and her friends, along with much of her class, are receiving a Pathways to Biliteracy Award today, including Kaylee, Anjali, Layla, Naya, Olivia, Ziana, Yatsiri, and Anna.
Nice Leah. Work!
Great job, girls. All of us moms here are so proud of you. More importantly, though,
who gives a fart?
There you go. Another one here. Hey, Graham, mom in your DMs. Can you please wish my son, Javi, a happy 22nd birthday today? That's from me, Mom, Rafaela.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, Graham, can you wish our son, Logan, a happy, happy 9th birthday? We love him so much, and he's grown up to be an amazing young man. We can't say it enough, but we're so proud of you, buddy. Love, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Dylan, and Leah.
Who gives
a fart? Happy birthday.
May I
actually give one final shout out? One of our listeners, Dan, just stopped by. Oh, come on. One of our listeners, Dan, stopped by a minute ago to say hi to me here because I'm broadcasting live at Great and you want to come say hi, get yourself a chug mug, please do that. He said he works right across the street. He's like, I had to come over. And he had been so close, he said, in the past on the What the Bleep game, but never able to win a JV Show chug mug. So we hooked him up with one. So shout out to Dan for stopping
by. Who gives a fart?
Yeah, good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. I know it does sound a little different this morning. You hear that noise? That's Graham at Great Resort Casino.
Yeah, that's the sound of winning. A lot of people walking around here looking very happy, particularly in this new section of Greaton, which has just been unveiled this week. Massive expansion, 2,000 new slot machines, and then a whole ton of table games, and a whole bunch of other areas, restaurants, the Soko Doko, the donut shop that just dropped me off a donut a little bit ago. The place is incredible. This whole area that I'm in broadcasting right now from is smoke-free, by the way. So it's brand new, beautiful.
That.
And it smells nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, TikTok just banned David. And this is actually kind of a big deal because TikTok is like the reason why David is even famous. Right. And why we know who this guy is. Mm-hmm. This is how we got his start, you know, in music and all that. Now, weeks after he's been charged with murder, his account no longer exists. Like, you can still search his page, but all of his content is gone. And there's a little message now that pops up saying that this account is no longer there. YouTube has already demonetized his account. I mean, this was a while back, so TikTok's not like the first platform to take a stand. But there's also a lot of petitions to get him off other major platforms as well.
Good, because he was, I'm assuming, making money from these.
He was, yeah. And have you heard about what's going on with his brother?
No.
So with everything going on with David's younger brother, decided now is the perfect time to launch a music career.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and exactly what your first thought is what everybody online is saying. So his name is Caleb. He now goes by Kova. That's like his stage name. And he just dropped 2 songs on Spotify. And fans, for the most part, are just, like, disgusted that he chose now to drop the music. Like, clearly you're capitalizing off all the attention surrounding your brother. I don't know. Like, clearly you want the attention now for a reason. And people are calling him, like, just sick, extremely tone deaf. Also, David's entire family up until this point has stayed silent. Right. Like, ever since we found out about, like, what was in his Tesla. Like, nobody has said anything. Yesterday, though, this brother I was just telling you about finally broke his silence because people were accusing him of covering up for David. He released a long statement on Instagram, and he seems to be distancing himself from David, saying they weren't even that close, only saw him on special occasions during a few tour stops and whatnot. I mean, did, you know, he was around Celeste here and there, but they weren't like close by any means. But he did say, quote, "I don't want to make this horrible situation about me. I want justice for Celeste and her family." So he seems to be on our side of things.
Wow.
Our side, but still the timing. Isn't that just it's just a very poor decision making. Yeah. It does feel very icky. Most people's. It's not like I want to root for somebody's career to not take off and do well, but also, like, read the room.
Right.
Thank you.
I don't know.
You.
To me, I'm hoping most people don't support this launch of his music. I could have waited a little while,
yeah.
I guess.
Are you guys really quick ready for some major movie news?
Yeah.
Grammy might not care about this so much, but we're getting a Hocus Pocus 3.
Wow.
I do.
You do care about this?
I do care about that only because my kids absolutely love that movie.
Did they watch the second one? Remember, there was a sequel that came out in 2022. So Disney is now developing the third Hocus Pocus. This one is going to be in theaters. Remember, the second one was just streaming.
Right.
This third one is going to be released in theaters with the same cast. Everybody is coming back.
That's cool. I'm here for this.
Bette Midler, she already reviewed the script, and she called it brilliant. So there's that.
What year,
though? It's going to be major. That I do not know. It's still in development.
Oh, okay.
Bette Midler looks exactly the same as she did.
I don't know how she does it.
To the next one.
Isn't that crazy?
Everybody else looked older.
Yeah, except for her.
She was the only one that stayed the exact same.
All right, Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, move over Hantavirus Cruise, because what in the outbreak is going on right now? Legionella and tuberculosis just said, hold my beer here in the Bay Area. And yes, we mentioned this a minute ago. Is everybody getting a little worried about all these outbreaks? So far, 18 cases of Legionella have been confirmed at the Kaiser Permanente in Santa Clara. Legionella is a bacteria spread primarily through contaminated water droplets or mist. So it's not a person-to-person thing. It's generally exposure to contaminated water, but it can cause Legionnaire's disease, which... Here are some of the symptoms: cough, shortness of breath, fever, chills, headaches, muscle aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, confusion. That sounds like the side effects to every drug that's advertised on TV.
Yes.
But it can definitely cause very serious illness like pneumonia. The bacteria first detected, they say, during a routine internal monitoring process. Sure.
What?
That sounds believable. It's unclear, though, if the infected people that have been confirmed so far, and they're still tracking more, if they were patients, if they were staff, if they're visitors, we don't know, and they're trying to find the source of the bacteria. That the bacteria Legionella can occur naturally in things like rivers, lakes, ponds, and stuff like that. But once it gets into a water system like a fountain or the water system that feeds a showerhead or something, then that's how it can spread to people. So it's very important that they find the source of that and find it quickly. Otherwise, people will continue to get infected.
Ooh,
we also have to talk about the tuberculosis outbreak that's going on right now.
The 1800s? Oregon Trail.
Exactly. We first talked about this at the... Did you just say Oregon Trail? Yes. Nice pull. At Archbishop Riordan High School in San Francisco, we talked about this back in November when they had a few positive tests there. Well, now new data showing that 18%, basically 1 in 5 students and staff there that they've continued to monitor and test, have shown to either have an active or latent tuberculosis out, you know, in their system. Most people latent, 241 latent cases, so they're not showing any symptoms or anything like that. But they are continuing to monitor and test the school, but nearly 1 in 5
What is happening?
High school.
2026
Oh, my God.
I'm over it.
And
not ready for this.
Graham and I mean, I'm 26 and a half. Graham, you're 28.
28 and a half now,
Jess,
yeah.
But, I mean, I know we're young, but you're still much younger than us. Do you know what Oregon Trail is?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Just making sure.
She didn't say that with a lot of confidence. What is it?
Yeah. I actually don't.
You don't know what it is?
I knew it. She's like, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It has to do with some wagons.
Kinda. Did you ever play it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a game. Pretend.
So. Oh, God. We're moving on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know it sounds a little different this morning. Graham is broadcasting live. He's out on location. A great resort and casino. Just having so much fun.
And I just paced out during that last song. I paced out to see if I had enough mic cord to stretch over to this blackjack table. That's about 40
I know you would be there.
To see if I could play a hand right now live on the air, and it just does not reach.
Dang it. Come on.
Hey,
at least you tried, buddy. Every hour, we do have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. If you want to win this money, your keyword for the hour, your nationwide keyword for this hour is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Enter that now, wild94.9.com or on the contest tab on the iHeartRadio app. Family is the keyword, and good luck. Graham, I know you had something. Really quick, though, did you guys see that Meta did a huge sweep of bots and inactive accounts and fake followers?
I didn't.
So they got rid of millions and millions of fake accounts. I wish we could see an exact number of how many followers or accounts total that they wiped out. And these are inactive accounts. These are bots, or when somebody, like celebrity or not, they go on and they buy followers. It's those accounts. I'm reading here, Kylie Jenner was the most affected. She lost over 14 million followers yesterday. Blackpink lost over $10 million followers.
Jeez.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 8 million.
There are that many bots following?
Selena Gomez, 6 million. I mean, are they bots, or did these people go out and buy some followers at some point? Who knows?
But some of those people didn't need more. You know what I mean? Cristiano Ronaldo, like, are you kidding me? How many followers does he have? A couple hundred?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most followed, but maybe he just needed those extra followers to get him, over the top to be the most followed.
Right, so it could have been. I mean, percentage-wise for them, like we hear that, they're losing millions. Percentage-wise for them, it's not a huge percentage. Can I admit something? That the boss the other day messaged me, and he's like, hey, we have... how do we get more followers to the Wild 94.9 Instagram account? And he sent me a screenshot with the total. And I was like, have you noticed that we have 94,900 followers to our Instagram account? I was like, that's pretty cool right there. It's 94.9.
Uh-huh.
And I posted that to my Instagram story. And then I checked back the next day thinking, oh, well, let's see if people got more follows and just to try to boost that number up to get it off the 94.9.
Yeah.
Well, it went down quite a bit because of that sweep. We were buying followers? No, we went down to 94,200. So luckily we didn't lose some massive chunk. But I was like, oh man, I better delete my story really quick. The boss is going to be pissed that I caused people to unfollow the station.
It was the sweep. That's what I wanted to ask. Did you guys lose any followers yesterday?
I don't think I did, but also I don't remember what I was at before.
Bro, I lost 300 followers.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
You'll be happy to know I have the exact same number.
Good. Nice.
Only real accounts over here. The realness.
And you'll be happy to know, Graham, you mentioned we went down on the Wild account to 94.2. We're at 94.3 now.
Let's go. Okay. We're climbing back up.
We're on the comeback trail. If you're not following Wild 94.9 on Instagram, can you please go follow? Because otherwise the boss is going to get mad at me. He's probably going to blame me.
Yeah.
All right.
But it wasn't me.
And Graham, what do you have here?
All right, I do have a bit of a confession to make because, Selena, did you bring this up yesterday, the day before, talking about your husband and how he had neglected to see an email from your son's daycare or preschool?
Yeah, that was a couple days ago. Yeah, his TK teacher.
And it was about Mother's Day, and I was on the air going, look, moms, they're the ones that have the mental load. They carry everything, and, us guys, we need to be doing more. Well, I have one little tiny confession to make.
Okay.
Because as I was there on my soapbox, I did remember that this school year almost over and I still haven't downloaded Parent Square, the app, which for my kids' school is the thing that they send all the all the emails and notices on. And that was, this was going to be the year that I downloaded that, and I thought I had, you know, but like, I got busy that day. I downloaded it, and I didn't have the login, and then I just forgot to do it. So,
yeah. So you're up here giving my husband a hard time and every other dad. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're one of them.
Right. Well, I just, you know, in the sake of being real and vulnerable,
and
I thought I'd like, and transparent, I'd like to make that confession. And I'm sure if my wife is listening right now, which I think she is, she probably just dropped the kids off at school. My apologies. And I do plan on downloading Parent Square right before next year, right?
Yeah, you might
this
already.
Yeah. You said that last year, though. I don't believe you.
You did
anymore.
Say this at the beginning of the school year.
But, like, how many weeks are even left in this school year?
There's no point now. Like, I'm with you. It's practically summer. Why are they even going to school still?
It's like, when
let the kids stay home.
When do you start back working out at the gym? You know, you got to start at the beginning of the month or something. By the time I wait till the beginning of next month where it actually lands on a Monday, you know what I mean? School will be out for the summer.
Yeah, I'm with you,
next year I'll get that going.
Nice.
But I do feel bad about that. Whoops.
Wow. Does your wife care? Does it bother her? Does she even know?
I think she probably knows because she'll bring things up to me that I probably should know about that were mentioned, you know, over that app because that's where all the notifications for the school. But,
yeah.
But in my defense, most people that have that say, oh, I wish I never downloaded it because they get 42 messages a day from the school.
But now your wife is the one stuck getting all these messages, having to relay the information to you, having to keep track of everything.
It's more work for her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but doesn't that sound nice if you're me?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, but with Mother's
Day. Selena, you need to get a
Mother's
wife.
Day coming up. Yeah, I'm thinking about switching sides. That's just so I can have a wife. It sounds so much easier.
Oh, it's the best, you guys. The best.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Ali from Richmond. Can we make a prediction on whether or not Graham is going to download the app for next school year? I say he won't. Okay, thanks. You guys have a good day. Love ya. Bye.
Yeah, I'm gonna side with that, and I'm gonna say no. Graham is not gonna download that. What is it, Parent Square?
Shots fired. Yeah, Parent Square is the app that my kids' school used to send all the messages and all the notifications and stuff. And I'll take that challenge. That's the motivation I need to get that downloaded and set. I got a lot of time because this year, look, this school year is just about over. So by next school year, yes, fully installed, the app will be there. It's on my phone. I just didn't have the login thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're hearing some rumbling sounds right now in the background here, Grayton, they're just we were set up where I'm broadcasting from, right next to this beautiful Ford Bronco that they're giving away here. It's a fully restored old school Ford Bronco, and they're actually driving it right now onto the casino floor.
What?
I don't know which way they're going, but they just fired it up and it was rumbling over here, and so I was like watching this thing, and now they're just driving it. It's, I don't know, maybe to escort some people over to some slot machines. I'm not sure what they're doing,
that,
but it's driving away.
Interesting.
Right now. A super cool car. If you want to win that, this is the spot.
I love that. All right, guys, you know what we do on Thursdays.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
Couple of wedding-related things, and I'm bringing up this first one because our very own Jess is engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, how long you been engaged now?
It's been a while. It's going to be a year already.
It is?
Yeah. I knew it.
Seriously?
Like, in a couple weeks.
And that went by fast.
I know. That's why I'm like, how does anybody plan a wedding within... There's people that get married like 6 months after they get engaged.
So where are you with the planning? Like,
so we know the venue and we have like a lot of other random details because I just save a bunch of videos on TikTok. But
nothing
the
is
most,
set. Nothing
the
is
most
set.
Important thing, which is the date, is not set yet because we want to get a home before then, which makes it so much harder.
Okay.
But I think we've kind of settled on that just because we'd rather spend the money on the home before, because if not, we're going to go all out for the wedding.
Part of me kind of feels like let's not even talk wedding then, because it might be like 10 years down the line if you're trying to get a house first.
Hopefully not 10
years.
Hopefully
not.
Yeah, in this economy. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but I still do want to ask you this because you are wearing a beautiful engagement ring, and then at some point you're going to get, you know, the wedding band.
Right.
In addition to that, how do you feel about this? I wouldn't say it's anything new. People have been doing this for a long time, but it's getting more popular with Gen Z, tattooed wedding rings.
Ooh, I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Why? It's permanent. just like your love.
It is permanent. Okay.
So, I mean, what's the fear in that? I don't have to worry about getting removed, having to get it removed, true, right?
I feel like if I see somebody's hand and I see a tattoo on it, like a tattooed ring on it, I don't automatically think that they're married. Anybody can just go and get random tattoos on their hands. I don't automatically think, oh, that person's married. They could have just wanted a line across their finger.
Okay, but this one will have like little designs or you know, whatever it is.
The wedding date, something like inscripted in there.
The ones I've seen are like, it's made to look like a ring. Like, it's like little design. I mean, it's not like a tattoo of a big diamond. No, I mean, it's not that, but it's like a designed
ring. I'm still out. I like jewelry, and I like the shininess, blinginess of it, and I just like the way it looks that I feel like I just wouldn't get that same feeling with a tattoo.
But what about for your man? Because look, I have to take my ring off when I go to the gym. The weights I lift are so heavy, they would just rip the ring completely to shreds. And so I don't want it destroyed. Wouldn't you like something like this? So even, you know, the gym girlies would know, back off, this guy's taken.
Yes.
No, but that's why I would want him to wear his shiny ring. So the gym
girlies. That's a good idea.
From across
the
room.
It's like, wear your ring, but under that is a permanent one.
Oh, you're right. Why not both?
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. So when he takes it off, because again, there are certain situations, you know, I do a lot of construction and stuff like that, work with my hands. I do have to take that. I have to take my ring off. So
you're right. Okay, I'm back in. But for him, not for me.
You want both. But a lot of, we're talking about the younger, you know, Gen Z, they're into the tattooed wedding rings. Now they're doing this like instead of ring. Because again, it's permanent. It's like the ultimate symbol of commitment. You don't have to get it sized and there's no risk of losing it. It's there.
So question.
Yeah.
How does it work when the guy proposes to you if it's a tattooed ring? He's like,
you have the tattoo artist right there.
Let's go to this place. And then they're like, will you marry me?
Going.
And then...
Maybe there's a ring there, but then, I don't know.
Maybe it is a tattoo shop.
But maybe it is. Maybe
or you have the tattoo, you know, like a lot of times, you know, when the engagement happens, there's people hiding, you know, waiting to take pictures.
Well,
you have
the tattoo artist
hiding in the bushes, and then they pop out, and then she says no, and you're like, go back. No.
But you still got to pay that person for their time. That's
right, obviously.
Yeah.
I think I'm out. I do have another wedding-related thing, though. What do you guys think about this? Because, you know, we've heard a lot about weight loss drugs or medications being you know, more and more popular, like Ozempic. Women are now having to sign legal waivers when they go get their wedding dress, because if they are on these drugs and they anticipate that they're going to lose a lot of weight before their wedding, they're downsizing. So they're sizing down, I mean. So if I were to go right now and look for a wedding dress, but I'm like, hey, I'm anticipating that I'm going to lose at least 3 sizes before my wedding, I'm going to have to go in and get that wedding dress, obviously sized down at that point. So bridal shops, they're trying to cover their butts and they're like, we are making brides like sign some sort of waiver that says, you know, we're not going to be held liable if you come in after your weight loss and there are things that we can't alter anymore.
That's pretty interesting.
But it's the day and age that we're in now, right? Like, because it is such a common thing.
Like, I would
assume that that's like part of the leading up to the wedding routine for a lot of people now. I bet that's becoming very commonplace. Like, you know, before it was, oh, my wedding's coming up and everybody's hitting the gym and going on a diet and stuff like that. I imagine that this is now part of that routine. Very, like, super common. And yes, we've seen people and we all know people that have had, like, very substantial, dramatic weight loss. I was the opposite. I mean, I hit the gym a ton before my wedding and then my tailor had to let some, you know,
needed to go up a size.
Yeah, they had to add some extra material to the sleeves of the jacket. Just so my arms could fit into that. But different problem. But I can see there needing to be some major alterations.
I had a little bit of a different problem, too, when I went in for, like, my, you know, my tryouts and stuff for my wedding dress. I had to, like, tell them, like, hey, I'm going to be having, like, my bazoomers done at some point, like, before the wedding. So we're going to have to, like, leave some extra room there. And they made it seem like, yeah, that happens all the time. Like, sure. Yeah, we always take that into account. I was like, okay, well, cool.
And, I mean, it makes sense because I feel like your advice to get your wedding dress, like, so long before the wedding, like, 6 months before, right? Like, you have to go in for your first, I guess.
Right. And so they order the dress, and then it takes a while for it to get there if they are ordering one. Right. And then so you don't do your final try-ons, and they make those last-minute alterations maybe like a couple months before, I want to say. But yeah, if you're on these GLP-1s and you're losing weight quickly and drastically, I mean, even then you could drop a couple of sizes right before the wedding, and then you're screwed.
Yeah.
And some bridal shops are even saying, like, nowadays they're starting to see more of a high demand for just last minute shoppers or non-traditional, like, scheduling, because maybe because
they don't know what they're gonna look like. That is crazy.
So instead they're going in maybe just a few months before the wedding instead of like before.
That is risky. All right, we are gonna continue this meeting in the ladies room coming up next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The show's sounding a little different this morning. Graham is broadcasting live from Grayton Resort and Casino. Graham, what are you gonna do after the show this morning?
You already know the answer to that question. I'm going to beeline for this blackjack table. It's about 20 yards from me. I'm headed straight there, and I'm going to dominate. I just have a feeling today.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling.
You said everyone has been winning. Like, these alarms and bells have been going off all morning long.
I know. Blackjack's usually my go-to, but with what I've seen this morning from the... Look, I'm in the new smoke-free area, the brand-new expansion of Grayton Resort Casino. It's incredible. There's over 2,000 new slot machines in here. And at the rate that these things are, the buzzers and the lights and the things are going off right now, I may have to switch my whole strategy
up
and
go straight for those.
Yeah, our very own... one of our buddies that works with us at iHeartRadio, Elaine, and she's up here right now, and she's come back with a big smile on her face multiple times. Yesterday, she hit a jackpot over $1,500. She didn't want me to mention that or mention what machine
she ain't
she did
it right on. Now.
But it's the golden piggy. She's looking at me right now. She's like, stop telling people about my wins. But she's been dominating, so I've been inspired. I may go, visit the slot machines
should.
After this for a little bit.
All right, let's go.
She's shaking her head. She's shaking her head at me. Jackpot queen. Embrace it, jackpot queen.
Let's get back to our meeting in the ladies' room. One thing that we were talking about in the last break, I was telling Jess, because she is engaged, and these are not necessarily new, but it's getting more popular with the Gen Z crowd. Tattooed rings or tattooed, wedding bands.
Hey guys, Caitlin from Napa. Happy Thursday. Talking about the tattooed wedding rings, I actually have both. I have a tattoo and a really pretty big wedding ring. And it's actually really nice because when we go out on the boat or for, just laying around, we decide to go somewhere and I forget to put my ring on because the ring itself is too big. It catches on my hair. Then I always have something on the finger and it just makes me feel special. It's his initials and a heart. Okay, bye.
See, I like that.
That is
there
cute.
You go. Selena, you have some hand tattoo or hand adjacent tattoos. Would this be something you'd ever do? Like, you're going to head out on the boat? You don't want your ring to fall to the bottom of the lake.
I never take my ring off. Even on a boat, I never take my ring off. But I would still do it just for funsies because I like tattoos. Jess, you said you wouldn't be into this. Is it because you are not a fan of tattoos, or do you think it's just stupid?
Whoa! I don't think it's
careful.
Stupid. I don't think it's stupid. I think I don't have any tattoos myself. I want to get some in the future. I don't know that
here
I would
you go.
But I don't know that I would get any on my hands. My hands are too like bony looking. I think it'll look. I don't know.
I'm glad you said it because I've been staring at those things all morning.
We've all been thinking it. Like,
good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Hazel from San Francisco. I am a millennial, and my husband and I tattooed each other. So I put an H on him, and he put a G on me on our ring fingers because he is an electrician, and most metals are conductors, so it's actually quite dangerous for him to have anything on his hands that could get caught or electrocute him, so it's a good alternative.
What a good excuse. Sorry, babe, can't wear my ring. I'm an electrician. Have to go out without my wedding ring today. Again.
Safety reasons. And that's cute. They got a G and an H for Graham and Herbert.
Appreciate
that. It's very cute.
Hi, JV Show. This is Evan calling from Hayward. About the tattoo ring, come on. Your lady deserves a real ring, not a tattoo ring. Tell me you're broke without telling me you're broke.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think it's that.
Shots fired.
I mean, if anything, that's an added bonus that you don't have to go into debt over a ring if your partner, like, wants the tattooed one.
Okay, but what if you had mentioned to your partner how much you wanted, like, a beautiful, like, shiny ring, and you show them pictures of what you are envisioning, and then they're like, hey, actually, instead, we're going to do just tattoos.
I mean, you should definitely do what's going to make your partner happy, I think, in this instance.
Right.
You know, if she's expressed she wants a ring, then you should get her a ring. If she's indifferent or she likes the way a tattooed one looks, I don't think that means you're broke. Some people just like that.
I do like the fact that, you know, basically, like, the people in our talkbacks and I'm sure others, like, they do it together, so it's, like, another experience. That's really cool.
Yeah. But you guys are out.
I think I'm still out, yeah.
If I asked my husband, I think he'd probably be out, too, but I would still do it just for fun.
You should.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Gwyneth Paltrow is getting called out, you guys, on a recent episode of her Goop podcast.
I don't like that name.
Me either. Not everything and everyone needs a podcast. I'm sorry. Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't strike me as one of the most interesting people that I'd like to listen to speak. But anyway, she was talking about all the tech people here in Silicon Valley and how they're shaping the world. And she was talking about wealth. And she said, how do you think we got to this place in culture where nothing matters? And now all that matters is these super rich white dudes who are breaking rules. They're setting rules, seemingly not caring so much about the downstream impact on everything. Now, while she does raise a good point, okay, a lot of people did appreciate that. Like, hey, great conversation. But kind of funny coming from you, Gwyneth Paltrow, who according to a New York Times article from a couple years ago, you're worth $200 million.
Dang.
What are you doing with that money?
True.
And why are you calling out other people when you're not? I mean, what are you doing?
I mean, that's the point, right? That's a good point.
Like, I think she just annoys a lot of people.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that because I'm one of them or anything, but like...
Starting with the name of her company.
Yeah.
And Goop. Podcast.
Goop.
Goop, I feel, is right there with the word moist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there with Poosh. Kourtney Kardashian's brand.
Yeah, same. Moist Goop.
Ew. All right. So it looks like Justin Baldoni is going to have to pay a little something in his settlement with Blake Lively. So apparently part of the settlement allows Blake to keep one remaining claim against Baldoni alive for having filed a defamation lawsuit against her. Now, if you recall, the judge ended up dismissing this lawsuit. But now California law entitles her to attorney's fees and other compensation, which Justin has already agreed to pay, like whatever the judge does decide on. So apparently, as part of this settlement, they both agreed that neither side will appeal anything that the judge decides on. So now that Blake has, you know, filed a motion to get this compensation and Justin Baldoni's already preemptively agreed to pay it, he's going to be on the hook for who knows how much. They just have to shut up and abide by whatever the judge says.
So, I'm still mad at that.
But Blake sees it as a win for her. Like, this was a defamation suit against her. No. It got thrown out, and now she's getting paid. Like, she thinks it's a victory.
The teensy tiniest win. Again, their legal fees are going to drastically outweigh whatever judgment is coming their way. I'm glad that they both agreed to not appeal that, because that otherwise you just get dragged out again.
Can you imagine?
Longer and longer. Justin Baldoni is the biggest winner in this. I mean, he came away definitely the biggest winner, because all these things basically got tossed out. And we're talking about, you know, millions of dollars on the line that he could have been on the hook to pay. And this judgment's not going to be for anything like that.
No. By the way, you listening, if you hear a little background noise, that's because our boy Graham broadcasting live from Grayton Resort and Casino this morning.
And yeah, can we wrap this show up already? I want to go have some
fun. We're trying, Graham. What do you have in trending first?
All right. An acclaimed Canadian musician. He's a fiddler. And he's suing Google for $1.5 million over what their AI overview search results said about him. His name is Ashley MacIsaac. He's an award-winning fiddle player, but according to Google's AI, he's a registered sex offender. When you searched his name, the AI overview would detail claims that he had been convicted of multiple criminal offenses, including the assault of a woman, him using the internet to lure children with the intent of assaulting them, and other very heinous charges. MacIsaac said he first learned about what he was saying about him after a concert he was supposed to perform in. It got canceled. They canceled him as one of the scheduled performers, and that was because people were calling in and complaining. People that were going to go to the concert were calling. They were outraged. They're like, how are you going to allow this guy to take the stage and perform here? This is awful. Google has since apologized, since he's brought this lawsuit forward, updated the results, but he is still suing again for $1.5 million in damages. And he's basically arguing, look, the damage has been done to his career. And a lot of people took away what they read that one time about him and are never going to see that there was a correction made. The AI overview basically labeled him as a diddler and not a fiddler.
Oh,
little diddler and fiddler joke right there.
Get your money.
You there. Yeah, you lost out on money because of this. Mm-hmm. Dang, I need to find a way to sue Google, too.
Yeah, me too.
Have you checked to see what the AI overview says about you?
Not yet. Part of me scared.
Yeah.
Whatever brings up like really bad pictures of me or something.
This might be your chance.
Or when the time Demi Lovato dissed me. I don't need to relive any of this.
Wait, I want to relive it.
Or when you had bangs?
Or when I had bangs? Yeah. There's so many things I just don't want to think about.
Wait. I have one of those pictures.
God. Can we just not?
Wait, you had bangs?
Yeah, you know what, Jess? Just let it go. Let it go, okay?
She did, and they were... Coming they were very up, prominent, Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Do you guys want a quinceañera update that nobody asked for?
Oh, yeah.
I don't sense we have a choice. So
you don't. Nobody asked for this. I'm going to give it to you anyways. So my daughter turns 15 in January. Don't do the math. I'm only 26 and a half. Don't do the math.
Yeah, wait a second.
So her quinceañera is going to be in January. Well, her birthday's in December. Sorry, I misspoke. But her quinceañera is going to be in January. And I told you guys how a few weeks ago we were out dress shopping and we were going to store after store after store after store. We found the dress. found the dress.
Whoa.
Are we allowed to ask?
$2,000.
What?
For a dress.
$2,000.
For a one-wear dress?
Yes.
I'm going to need to do a lot better at the slot machines today.
So now I'm like, either I got to join Graham at Grayton and try to win some money. I've been trying to win crazy cash every single hour.
You can't.
You're not eligible.
Dang it. So that's that. And then because it's like a wedding, nobody can see the dress.
Nobody
can see the dress until the day of. When she debuted. I've seen it. I'm the only person that's seen it. Because I was there. But nobody can see the dress.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Me either.
It's a thing. I don't know. I don't have a lot of quinceañera knowledge, so I didn't know that was a thing either. But when you first saw the dress and, she tried it on and, like, oh, my God, this is great. Did a part of you go, like, let me look on the internet and see if I can find that something that looks just like that but is a lot more affordable? Because I'm going to be honest, you paid more than my wife did for her wedding dress.
Yeah, no, that didn't cross my mind just because I know it's expensive, but this is a once in a lifetime thing for her. And I already knew that going in. So I'm just like, dang, I just got to work harder to be able to afford this thing and just hit some lottery jackpots.
Yeah, some scratches.
Basically, I could have gone online and found something similar, but then that wouldn't have been the dress that she wanted. You know what I mean? We took all this time to go try on the dress and we tried on so many. And this is the one that she wants. To get, like, a dupe, it's not going to be the same.
Right.
The old switcheroo. I'm sure somebody can make a version that was, I don't know, $1,200 cheaper. And you find that one, and then you just switch it out. And you'll be like, yes, this is the one. Don't you remember picking it out, sweetie?
The thing is, there are so many elements to these types of dresses that, like, even if you wanted to recreate the same exact dress somewhere else, I don't think it would be possible to get the exact same.
Exactly. Because they're so...
close enough.
They're
so extra.
She
probably doesn't even remember all the things, all the details on it.
So the dress is ordered.
And that's just the dress.
The dress. And now I just booked her first photo shoot.
First?
What?
She has...
Why is there more than
she's
one?
She's got two. Because the first photo shoot has to be what's going to go on the invitations and the save the dates. But she can't wear the dress.
Wait, you do save the dates for quinceañeras?
I don't know if everybody does, but I think most people do. But I do. I mean, we have to because we have so many people coming from out of town.
Right.
So this first photo shoot is her in like a different dress.
Okay.
And then we have to do another photo shoot in the dress.
Oh my gosh. This is a wedding.
This is more than my wedding at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say this thing has definitely spiraled to way, way bigger than
it's
a wedding and more expensive.
Spiraling. This is like the norm.
Selena, do I need to remind you that you work in radio? I'm a little worried about you, buddy. This is an expensive endeavor. And
I'm worried, too. Very, very worried.
You have a job in radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wish me luck, guys.
Yikes.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't even think my husband knows how much we spent on the dress, but he's listening right now. He's probably not.
Surprise.
Oh. Yeah. Happy Thursday.
Now you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, so that's the update so far. All week long, we've been asking you to leave your talkbacks trying to get these Giants tickets. You know, they have, is it K-pop fireworks night?
Yes,
tomorrow night. And we have a 4-pack of tickets. Thank you to everyone who left a talkback trying to win this 4-pack. Here is the winning talkback.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy from Union City. I am trying to win Giants tickets. I would love to go. My birthday's on Monday. My son's birthday's on Sunday. It would be a great birthday present. All right, love you guys.
Hey, you got them.
Yay!
So, Jess, you'll be reaching out?
I'll be reaching out.
Her up.
And you'll be there tomorrow night at Oracle Park for K-pop fireworks
night. Awesome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.